Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabre. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabre.
Hallelujah! Woo! Are you excited to be here? Are you sure you're excited to be here this morning? All right, let me pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We're so glad we were asked to come into your house today. We agree with King David that a day in your house is better than 1,000 out there. We pray that, Lord, even this time, you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Turn to one or two people. I'm glad you are in church this morning. And you may be seated. Wow. It's good to see you this morning. Yeah, that's what he's going to say. It's good to see you. It's good to see you too. You are the only one who wants to hear it's good to see you, Richard. Hallelujah. All right. Before I minister, before I preach, I want to introduce to you a very good friend, a brother, and a colleague in the ministry, a co-laborer in this wonderful church we are so blessed to be in. He's a man of God, very anointed, has an apostolic calling, has started many churches. He started his ministry in England, where we met. That time, you know, he had some hair, but my hair was still more than his hair. You know, he started a few churches in England. One of the first churches I preached in England was his church in Plaistow in England. We've been friends, we've been brothers since then. When we were getting ready to leave Europe to come to South America to start the mission here, he was now leaving the UK to go to Germany to start the church in Hamburg, Germany. So he lived in Hamburg, planted a church in Hamburg, thriving church, left it for somebody. You know, monkey work, baboon chop. You understand that thing? Huh? Left it for somebody. He moved to Frankfurt, Germany, the home base of Lufthansa. Went there, planted a church, was there pastoring. And he was getting too comfortable. So he was sent again to British Virgin Islands. Amen. Where he's about to start, and he's with us for a couple of days. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand and welcome to the pulpit, Reverend Ebenezer Sam Ohene, my brother, my friend, and my colleague. God bless you.
Thank you. You may please be seated. Thank you. Wow. I salute this mega church. Amen. I pray in 2 months my church will be bigger than yours. Amen. All right, great. Like Reverend, as Colin said, you know, he's been my very good friend for over 20 years. When he used to live in Amsterdam, I go to visit him. How many knows he came from Amsterdam? All right. You know, I go to visit him, stay with him. We do so many things in common. And God, through his work, has brought him to yet another country, which he has met so beautiful family like you. Is it not amazing? Is it not fantastic? Is it not supernatural? Hallelujah. And this is the family that God has put us into. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you are here and you find yourself into this church, don't just be a spectator. Because in the house of God, there are no Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, I believe it says that, and when Christ ascended, he gave gifts unto the church, and to some he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfection of the saints and for the work of the ministry. I don't know if your Bible says for the play of the ministry. Is that play on your ministry? Is it games of the ministry? Yeah, the NIV says for the service, for the Lord's service. So I want to encourage you and I that as you find yourself in this church, you are in a place that you can be, you are going to be trained, and you are being trained for the work of the ministry. So that God will one day bless you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. So in short, we are in a good place. Since I associated myself with him, I've become more handsome than him. We used to say he's the most handsome pastor in the whole of Lighthouse until I came into the scene. And he doesn't like me to say it, but you know, that is the truth. He's not only handsome, but he's also a very good pastor. He has a caring heart. He loves people. So if you are here, be humble and receive the corrections, the rebuking. All is part of love because he wants you to be a better person. Hallelujah. I believe he's a pastor. One of the things he likes doing is officiating marriages. Who is going to have the next wedding? From this side, who is having the next wedding? Hey, you don't like such things. Anyway, he is going to change so many things in our lives. So we thank God for the life of Reverend Collins. I look at the work he's doing and admire him so much. He has been a great, even though he's a friend, but he has been such a great mentor on my life. So Reverend Collins, thank you for the work you are doing for the body of Christ and for Lighthouse Chapel, and keep up doing the same thing. God bless you.
Reverend Ebenezer Sam, oh hey, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, give it up for him. Amen. Calvin, you got a challenger now. Your stomach is, you got a challenger. After church, you have to do the competition and see. You know, I always tell him he's pregnant. I'm waiting to see the baby. You know, he's a brother, very, very good friend. Amen. I don't remember the last time you saw me joke with a pastor on stage like that, isn't it? It tells you how comfortable we are with one another. Very, very wonderful. Tuesday night, he's going to minister powerful. Don't miss it at all. Tuesday night with Reverend Sam Ohen right here at the Lighthouse Mega Church. It's two nights, isn't it? All right, so let's go into the book. Sister Marla, it's good to see you. Let's go into the book, The Art of Ministry. If you don't have a copy, it's our last week, so make sure you get one. It's now $500. So if you don't have a copy, please quickly get a copy. Do you have the song ready? Can you play it? You know, what's happening in Ghana is that the students are composing songs. There's some kind of oil that has dropped upon them. They are composing songs. They are singing songs. It's very fantastic. Reverend Kapos, the provost, was telling me that they have composed about 54 songs now. Yeah, so he says now they want to compose 100 by July and 200 by the end of the year. So this is one. I want to see if you know the voice.
See, I'm amazed that you love me. And I'm amazed that you care. You came and died for a sinner like me. And I'm amazed that you dare.
Can you dance? I need that.
You laid down your life.
It's one of the songs.
You came and died on the cross for me. And that's why I'm spiritual.
Pinky, you have to go to Bible school.
Tell the whole world about your love. Jesus, you laid down.
Mommy will take care of the boys, don't worry.
He came and died on the cross for you and me.
All right.
And that's, you know, why we
can't recognize the voice. Who is that? Who? Wrong. Yes? Uh-huh. Tanisha Lovell. That's right. Yeah, Tanisha Lovell. Yeah, that's the mother right there. It's your daughter. Yeah. Yeah. You say you don't want to play fronting? Yeah. That's Tanisha. Yeah. So we give it to you after church. You go and play it at home, right? And then you cry a little bit when you play. Yeah. It's Tanisha. give it up. Tanisha Lovell. It's working. You know, I believe that concentration is like an army camp. Good things come out of you. You can't go there and not change. I mean, for those of you who, like Odell Andrews, who doesn't want to go, you'll be surprised what is in you. This environment is a very, very bad environment, you know. It's very challenging. You want to do the right thing, but it's... Tanisha used to sleep, oh. She looks to sleep all the time. Esther, where's Esther? Esther is the one who said, you know what? Reverend, I want Tanisha to go to Bible. I said, you sure? This girl? He said, yeah. When she was even going, she was saying, so why do you want to go to Bible? I said, because Sister Esther said I should go to Bible school. I'm sure if you ask her now, she'll not even mention your name. It's so wonderful. Yeah. She's dancing. You saw her in the video clip dancing? Now she composed a song. When I say composed, she put the words together herself. Yeah. And then she's singing a song. Nobody wrote it for her. She wrote the song. I'm amazed that you love me. Yeah. Yeah. So all these Winchester Sherwin who says they are singers who are walking around here. I mean, pia, 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 pia. Yeah. Sherwin says he's going. Yeah. So October, we want to send another 20 people to Ghana. What do you think? Odell, I hope this time you will go. Your face like my face. Charlene, if they don't believe it though, when you discover something, they don't see it even for themselves, isn't it? How Sister Charlene is being on your case, really wants you to do well. You can't see. Tanisha, it was amazing. So this little girl walking around here. Show it. It's a blessing. So when we say Bible school, we are actually trying to help you discover your life's work. What God really created you to be. I'm sure Chantel is just waiting for her time. Now, when she finishes school, we don't have to tell her at all. Because when you see what is ahead of you, it's only a fool who will reject such a great opportunity in your life. It's very, very fantastic. You know, when Reverend came, he was asking, oh, that guy on stage, I said, hey, he's from Bible school. I said, hey, when they come, they are very, very different. I said, yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's another, so, I said, yeah. And he looked at Brother Shaw and said, he too? I said, nah. He ain't go yet. But one day, because he's dressed like, you know, if you see his dressing, it looks like somebody who, he understands what we're doing. Yeah, no pia pia dressing. This is Senior Keith. He says, see, Senior Bible School Pastor. Yeah. He won a prize in Basic Theology. He's anointed. Yeah, I'm sure after church you meet all of them and say hi. Amen. We have cake for all the May birthday people. Are you here today? First service, we had cake. If you had cake first service, please don't come inside. Calvin, don't come again. You... You only get one cake. Is that Janelle? I've not seen you for a while. Eh? Wow. Okay, so we are here to help you find your life's work. Your life's work is not selling at Starbrook Market to fight with APNU and City Council. Where's Janelle at? She didn't come. That's not why God created you. Sabina. God didn't create you to do Carnegie course and be cooking. And that's not God's plan for your life. What that one is just something for you to pay your bills. What really God created you in this life to do, that's not what it is. So we are looking at how to find your life's work. I mean, you ask yourself, are you in this world? Are you in this life to do just what you are doing? Shorty, to work at the Ministry of the Presidency, formerly GPOC, GRO. Now they put presidency inside, so it makes you feel nice. But it's not the same place. It's just the name. I'm sure you feel nice when you go there. Now, sir, you want to go to Ghana? I think we should send her. You should say, you don't pay no bill, don't pay no light, you know. So you should have money for your own ticket. Pinky, or you take she money? No, Reverend, okay. You should go to Bible school. You lose weight and be feel good, be nice. She'll sing, right? You do something. Shorty, you're on the list. You going to? You don't go with she? Who gonna take care of the children? Mommy? All right. That's why you have mothers for. They take care of the grandchildren. Sister, Masha, you can also go to Bible school. What do you think? How to find your life's work? How do you know that what I'm doing is what really God has called me to do? Because you need to understand that. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, from verse 17, the Bible says that, I hated all my labor, which I had taken under the sun. So therefore, I hated life. Regan, he said, I hated life. That means seeing you. Kelly. Because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. It's the work that you do. Is it not grievous unto you? Yeah. Hey, Adola. Is it not grievous unto you? You just walk. Then when you finish a little bit, there's give you. Survivor. You can't survive at survivor. Yeah. Walk. Griffith, are you on board? Yes. It's fantastic. Walk. Quincy Tom, you are coming. When you finish school, they will say go to school. And you'll be doing schoolwork, assignment, assessment, 5 years. And when you finish, you think you're done? Nah. Nobody will employ you. You got to go extra. Another 5, 6, before somebody will give you some 8 to 5, some $100,000. Then you realize that you can't do anything. Not so much, right, Pinky? You should ask Pinky. She'll tell you. She has, but she said, not so much. So Solomon said, therefore, I hated life. Now, God didn't create you to hate, Jasmine. God didn't create you to hate life. Tonika, I miss you, girl. I'm to you. You're not here to supposed to hate life. Ashley, you hate life? You should not grow up hating life. But many people hate their life. It's like you work, and there's nothing coming out of it. Destiny, nothing coming out of it. That is not God's plan for your life. Solomon, he had everything. We don't even have an iota of what Solomon had. You think about it. What did Solomon have that you have even, you know, an iota? A small percentage, if we can even call it percentage. The man had a thousand women. Yeah. A tenth, 1,000. You know what it takes to mind, that's the right word we use, right? To mind 1,000 women? Jugu, my man. 1,000 women, oh. Problems. 1,000. Money, even the money. And I'm sure this 1,000 women, some had children, some just had servants. Everybody, it wasn't this house. Where do you keep 1,000 women? Everybody must have their home. Everybody must have somewhere. How do you pay for them, Fiona? How do you pay for them? School fees, beauty, clothes, shoes, hairdresser, manicure and pedicure. All kinds of fantastic things. 1,700 official, 300 unofficial. Hey. I mean, when we go to heaven, we really should talk to Solomon. Right? We destroy. How were you able to handle 1,000? 1,000 of Charlene. Hey! 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 Shaita. With bags. Hey! You man. It's not a simple thing. Even one, Sister Coletta, it's not simple. The man had 1,000. There was nothing. There's a church in, I think it's called, where is that place? Is it Palmyra or Philadelphia? Somewhere in the quarantine. The church, the name of the church is called Solomon's Temple. It's Philippi, right? It's Philippi. Okay, it's Philippi. Now, when you go to the church, man, the church, they are trying to do something similar to like Solomon's Temple. When you walk into the compound, you see these animals, right? No real animals, but this giraffe, this concrete, cement-made giraffe, elephant, all these kind of things. And then you see fountains. They made pipes. So the water is flowing around. Animals, monkeys, stairs, flowers, garden. They are trying to be like Solomon. When you enter the church, it's like a cinema hall. The seating is red like cinema hall. The pulpit is in the ground. It's hydraulic. You press it and look at we pulpit. We got to lift it and put it here. Nah. The pulpit, as the pastor comes, he presses something and a pulpit comes from the ground like that. Yeah. And the seat on the stage for the pastors is like thrones. What? It's not a simple church. They are trying to do Solomon's temple. Now, Solomon had far better than that. The Bible says he built his house for 13 years. Yet he said, I hated life. Because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. It's like to work on this in this world. Odell, go to Susdike-Linden Highway. Go and work in the farm. Oh, is that your life? Odell Andrews, is that what you came into this world to do? To be a farmer? To work? You can't even get a time to come to church. Is this the life? So if you get you marry a wife, are you going to take her to the Linda? You see, when you marry, then you see that your life is a bad life. Because the woman will say, me ain't going nowhere. I said, girl, I'm to you. I'm to me. I's no farmer girl, man. I ain't going nowhere. Then you see that, hey! Would you every day you want to be taken to Susdike-Linden Highway to go and walk?
No.
Ah! But you see, Odell doesn't understand it. He's doing it now. So it's okay. But if you marry, you have to take care to the highway. If you have to take care to the shop to sell for money to come, that's not a problem. Because you see money all the time. Does she are right? Yeah, right?
Yes.
to take me to the highway and go and work in the farm. Hey! No. Then you see that she has an opinion. Then you realize that, oh, my choice wasn't such a good choice after all. Yeah, my choice of working in the farm, all this, it's true. Until you marry, you will not know some of the things that are not good about you. Oh, it's true. Amen. All right, so how would you know 8 ways to identify your life's work? We said number one is that your life's work will give you a new meaning to your life. How many like new things? Jasmine, do you like new things? Yeah. So the meaning you have in your life now, there's a new one that you need that will energize you, that will wake you up. Kenesha, that will wake you up. That life, it's in your life's work. The new meaning that you need, it is in your life's work. When you find it. I see you finding your life's work. Number two, your life's work is something God has called you to. God has called you to. You'll be surprised that sometimes people ask, so are all of us called to be pastors? Of course. If we can have everybody to be a pastor, it would be a beautiful world. The world would be a beautiful place. Don't think about somebody, think about yourself. Believe that you have been called to be a pastor. It's something you must believe in. It's not far-fetched at all that you have been called to be a pastor to do God's work. Number three, your life's work is something you will not hate. How many of us hate our jobs? No, you see, Brother Job, who's talking like that, his work has even reduced in a certain way. He used to go to sea. And he can't swim. Can you believe? He can't swim, but he used to go to sea. We'll be here. When he started the church, we'll be here, and then he will come and he'll say, Reverend, I'm going. I'll see you in 2 days. Like that, he say, you see me in 2 days. Come, Job, come. Kitendo, come. Microphone. Yeah. Yes. Powerful. Job, no, he can't swim. Tell us the job you used to do.
I'm employed by Pretty Paul Singh.
Uh-huh.
And used to work on the cargo ships.
Cargo ships?
Bringing fluid.
You bring what?
Fluid. Diesel.
Oh, okay. All right. Diesel.
Yeah, so we go out mid-sea at midnight. We go to different countries, various countries. To
midnight you go. You travel midnight on the sea.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No light.
No light.
Okay.
And Reverend is like, the boats, we are jumping from one boat to the other. That's the scary part because you have to go in the sea itself. You travel in a life ring with something in the middle of it, so you could sit on it and you pull yourself across in sea, at the sea.
In the night?
In the night. From one vessel to the other. About 30 feet apart from each other, you are be in the water to go to the other one.
And you can't swim?
No.
And he would go now and then, almost like every week or every other week.
Every week.
We'll be here and then you come and say, Reverend, I'll see you, but I'll be here on Sunday. And he'll go. And they used to pay him some good.
Yeah.
Just to kill himself. Yeah. Because what he was doing, if he falls into the sea, he will die.
One time.
Yet, they give him some little more money to make him feel like, oh, no, don't worry. I'm all right.
I don't remember. I couldn't remember I can't swim.
You couldn't remember that you can't swim?
I see the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Therefore, I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. Who goes to sea in the night?
We can't see.
You can't see that pure black darkness.
10 feet, maximum 10 feet ahead of you. This is most you can see clear.
See, if you're going to hit something, you don't even know. Blind. Is this the life? No. Thank you very much, Brother Kitendo Job. So your life's work is something that you will not hate. So when you see your boss, your mood changes. Yeah. Very cool. When you see your boss, your mood, your face changes. Your pressure goes up. When you go to work, you are waiting for 4 o'clock to come so that you can check out. Yeah. Yeah, it's a therefore I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. This is somebody who is speaking from something that he was engaged in that did not at the end of the day satisfy him and his life on earth. When you find your life's work, you will not hate it. If you hate coming to church, you probably are meant to go to hell. May that not be your story. Number four is, in your life's work, you will enjoy the rewards of your labor. Enjoy the rewards of your labor. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 13, you enjoy the rewards of your labor. It's not so easy to enjoy the rewards of your labor. The Bible says that it is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. You know, Kelly, you know, many people, when I think about modeling and all of that, many people have done those kind of jobs, but they've ended up being drug addicts. They've ended up being prostitutes. Because all the guys who, you know, sew this dress and things and give you to model, they'll have to sleep with you. And then it's so hardworking. You have to take millions of pictures to get one beautiful picture for a magazine. When people see you at the cover of a magazine, you become a star. But they don't know how early, how late you have been modeling your face. So you have to take drugs so that you are stimulated. Yeah, so that you don't sleep, so that you are active all the time, because this is hard work. Go and look at these people like Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell, these ladies from England who is Jamaican girl, they still a simple life they had, though. A lot of drugs, a lot of hard time life. If they tell you what they have been through to just appear on some TV on the catwalk, like how color walks. Just that, to appear on CNN and to model for Versace and Gucci. Hey, Dolce Gabbana. Yeah, just a little pat, pat, pat with your skinny self. Hey, it's not a simple thing, oh. You, there are so many, even to audition for a movie in Hollywood. Hey. You see, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, who became known for all this Terminator 1, Terminator 2. Do you know that when he auditioned in Hollywood to be part of a movie, they didn't take him? Because he had a very strong Austrian accent, German accent. So his English was very bad. So when he speaks English, it's not clear. His English weren't good at that time. Very onaporific. You see, so when he goes for audition and they ask him, so what do you want to do? And then, yes, I want to. You can. So then, he put himself into bodybuilding. So he focused on lifting weights. Then he became a champion. He became known. Then he walks into Hollywood. Everybody says, come and be part of my movie. We don't care about your accent. Yeah. That's why he used to do those movies. Terminator, like that. Boom, 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 boom. Even when you shoot him, he doesn't die. He had gone to a different area and he had pumped his body. It's not so easy to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you know. Bishop says it all the time. He says, you look at fancy buildings, fancy houses, and look at the balcony that they've built and see if you see the people who own the house sitting on the balcony and drinking tequila. Or sleeping in a hammock. It's poor people who sleep in hammocks under their 2x4 or 4x60 wooden building with a latrine at the back, and they have a hammock underneath, and they are sitting down there, you know, and then they're swinging, drinking a swank, and just you know, just swinging. It's poor people who enjoy the rich people hammock, nah. There's no time to relax. There's no time to rest. It's the gift of God. It is the gift of God. It is God who gives you something to enjoy after you have worked. It is the gift of God. And that is why people get so annoying when they see pastors enjoying their life. And they say, what? Them pastors. What? Them pastors. Them pastors? You see, it is God who has given us the gift to enjoy what we are doing. Aha! It is God who gives that reward. People hate us pastors, you know, because we seem to enjoy life. Yeah. It is the gift of God. How How can God give you a gift when you are not working for him, when you are not on his side? Why should he give you a gift? It is the gift of God. I was telling the first service people, I said, you know, my brother here, Reverend Sam, or him, you know, we are so blessed to be associated with Lighthouse. We can travel anywhere in the world. All we have to do is just get to the airport. That's all. How we get, where we will sleep, what we will eat, how we will move around in the country, it's not a problem. It's almost as if we have signed a contract to be taken care of anywhere in the world that we go. Before he came here, he stopped over a little bit in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. Because we have a church there. He just took a boat from Tortola to St. Thomas. He was there for a day or two. We have a church there. You have a place to sleep for free. First class. I said, even because he has come to my house, I have to change my food and change my things in the house. It's fantastic. The food we would normally eat, no, we have to change it. Because of the Lighthouse, because of, hey. And the people jealous, we. It's the gift of God. So when you are sitting down in a church and you are not doing well, don't get jealous of a pastor. Because you are not laboring for, you have not found your life's work. You have refused. There are many people who don't want to do the work of God. Look, they say these two ladies here, they say it's fronting. Now, if Tanisha becomes known and popular, you sit down and it will make you cry. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She has just found her life's work. And then the fame and it's just the results of the labor, the gift that God is giving to her. Kuneta is very different from the two. Are they here? Any of them here?
No.
They are not here. Kuneta is very different from the two. And if, God forbid, if you were to leave this earth and go anywhere, you give your things to Kuneta than anybody else. Yes. If you have any, like have a business, the only person to give to really you can trust that she will take it, is Kuneta. Not that she's better than them, but she has found something that God, and therefore, if a mother would prefer her, the other one would say, hey, she's your favorite child, she's your favorite daughter, you use what? It's me, mother? You know me, mother? She's like me, big sister, more than we. But they forget that God has given that gift because that person has found their life's work and the results of the fruits of their labor has been given to them by God. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, cry. We are here in the Caribbean. My brother here, he speaks fluent German. Genau, richtig. Wie geht's?
Gut, danke.
Sehr gut. Alles Beste. He speaks German. I speak Dutch. Yeah, there are people living in Germany who can't speak German. There are people in Holland who don't speak even een kleine beetje Nederlands. We speak it. He has an European passport. I have an European passport too. I can go to anywhere in this world without a visa. All I have to, even a ticket. Do you know that when I'm traveling, all I say is that I make a call. I say, you know what? I want to go to, I'm going to New York tomorrow. I want to return 2 weeks later. Sometimes I even forget that I have to pay for the ticket. It's a challenge. She has traveled before, so she understands what I'm talking about. Before you get that ticket, you got to go and pay.
Yes, sir.
Because she and her husband, by the grace of God, they've been to. The other day I was thinking about you. I said, how you are blessed. How she used to pay school fees for somebody in Barbados, her son. Can you live here in Guyana and pay school fees in Barbados? For just a family, small family business you do, you and your husband? And I remember she would say, oh, Reverend, we're going for a little holiday in Suriname. Suriname. The other day, they went to New York. Come and see she and her husband like that. Taking selfies and horses. She's right here. This is the blessing. It's like you work, the husband wakes up 4 a.m. every day. And you see her working, you will not think that she has been sat in a plane before, but you rather have not sat in a plane before. You don't have to show that you've sat in a plane before.
You see, the fruit is the gift of God. Amen. God who gives it. I don't know how many of you here fancy people who have sat in a plane before. But if you see her, you say, look at she. Yeah, who is she?
I'm sure she has some visitors somewhere, hiding somewhere. Some stash somewhere. She's about to go.
That is how your story is going to be also.
You get a visa, you go and come, go and come, go and come. Yeah. Shall we receive it? Yeah. Okay, when you come there, you bring a keyboard. You bring a guitar. He said, Reverend, I saw this heavy Shure mic. Don't go buy no Chinese microphone. He said, I got this Shure microphone. It was $2,000. I feel that you should preach from a golden microphone. I bought it for the church. Said, yeah. Coming soon to cinemas near you, right? Thank you, my dear. So that's it. The gift. You see, so when God gives you the fruits of your labor, then people begin to be jealous. Because we have left Europe. We have come to this part of the world. He was asking me, so are you the only Ghanaians around here? I said, yeah. I used to be the only Ghanaian until I became Guyanese. Wow. Yeah. So the only Ghanaian. So you can't believe that we are here and it's like, we come from a country that is not even mentioned. We are Guyanese now. It's just, we don't have any Ghanaian around, though. We are all Guyanese. In fact, these ones are rather being called Ghanaians, Africans. These are rather the ones who they call the Africans. When the people ask me, you're not from here? I say, where am I from? You're not from here? I say, what do you mean? Then I change it to my half Creolese. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, you got an accent. I said, yeah. I born and grew here, but I was staying outside. I said, where? I said, Europe. I said, but you got some African. I said, African? No. Where is that? I said, it's Guyanese. Guyanese to the bone. I come from Queenstown, Essequibo. That's where I come from. Come from Queenstown, Essequibo. Yeah. I know many of you don't know Queenstown, Essequibo. Yeah. That's where I come from. I can take you to my village right now. I show you where my grandfather came, all my grandparents where they came to. Rice farm. I did for them business. I did for preaching, right? So I can show you all the rice field we left for people. Yeah, Northland. If you like, I can give you land in Queenstown. Yeah, cry. Yeah. So when people see us moving around, they say, oh, them pastors, the African people, they come here, they come and take wheating. What you got? What we get is God who gives it to us as a gift. So I'm sorry you are jealous. I'm sorry you are jealous. Even pastors, they jealous us, you know. Yeah. There's a church around here. I don't want to mention the name. The pastor is jealous of us. It's a lighthouse. What is lighthouse? Jealous, bad. They won't take we people. Take we church members, church people. You won't take we church people. But you see, we don't have to fight for members. If they put us and you, they'll choose us. Because we church is powerful. It's a nice, fancy, powerful church, man. Yeah. Fiona, isn't it? Yeah. Destiny. That's why you go, you come back. Because there's no church like Lighthouse Church. Yeah. You can ask Latoya. She will tell you. Right there. Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne, she killed City of My Sheep. I've never forgotten. That was a holocaust. A holocaust. Spiritual holocaust. Miss Harry. It wasn't easy. Miss Harry, you remember? Or the curry you did with my sister sheep? She remember the story. Spiritual holocaust. What is the next one before we close? What? Number what, 5? In your life's work, money will no longer drive you. Oh, no. Oh, no. In your, when you find your life's work,
you don't even think about the salary. Do you know that the salary that I'm giving, I don't think about raise. I don't think about it. When people are 5% raise, 5% raise, civil servants, public servants, private servants, all kind of servants, when they are crying for salary raise, I don't. There's no urge. Personally, there's no desire.
He goes, Bishop, can I see you in chambers? I think that I've been receiving this salary for the past 5 years. And when I look at the number of branches I got and the mega church I is pastor, I think that I deserve a 25% raise. You otherwise we demonstrate. We are going to demonstrate. It does not cross my mind that I need more.
You know why? Because if I tell you of the side blessings that comes, you don't even think about the salary.
You understand what I'm talking about? If I think of the side blessings. For security reasons.
So it's like, the salary is not the only thing. Like, unlike you, unlike some people, they mark the salary when these teachers, these Ministry of Education teachers, they mark their calendar. 19th, 20th of next month. 21st, 21st is too long. 19th. So anytime they go to work, they're looking at the date. When is the next day for salary to come? They smile. Look at them two Ministry of Education people at the back there. Man. Excited. Yeah, they're looking forward. When you see a lot of people at Republic Bank ATM, you should know what has happened. The public servants have been, yeah. When you begin to work for the Lord, did you put that, yeah. When you begin to work for the Lord and find your life's work, money will not be the motivation anymore. I told you last time when we were in Canal doing some work, Brother Job, he stepped into the trench and single-handedly, Calvin was playing diplomat at the top and Gaskin. And Job pulled out the grass, the trench. We have a trench in front of the property. He Riemann, you saw it. He single-handedly pulled the grass out in mud, almost up to his knee. I was saying, pulling them out. I mean, when you look at me, you wonder, hey, Job, are you okay? Say, hey, I put some oil or something on me, so I good.
He said he plugged, right? And he plugged also.
And then you see all the other, I mean, and not Job alone, all the guys. Look at Brother Lloyd standing there. He was using a sledgehammer, and his pinky finger, almost went off, almost the whole thing. Almost, part of it almost went off. And he's not saying, Reverend, I went to the hospital, and the bill is here, 20,000. Michelle savings eyes use. Michelle wants your money back. You know, you know. There was nothing like the church has to pay. Why am I digging this thing? And Brother Brian, when he's weeding, brush cutters don't even come. Hey, he shined the place. Officer, he shined the place. Machine can't even do it. And come and look at me, nailing zinc sheets on the roof. Oh, man. I snail. Papa, papa. Papa, I snail them. Good. Yeah. In the night. You see, Pastor Isan, when he was nailing, the nail were going this way. We had to take them out.
When I kneeling, I kneel straight like that, straight like that. I could say, you know what, man, you don't pay me for do them things. You pay me for preach. God, pay me for nail zinc sheets on them roof.
But money is not the motivator when you find your life's work. When you marry the man who is your soulmate, whether he has money or not, that's not the problem. It is these lust and infatuations and these evil desires that make you look at the purse. When you see a man and they say they like you, you want to see their back and see whether there's a purse right here, whether it's heavy, before you say yes. You want to see if he's driving a car. You see whether he got some gold in his mouth. He got some fat gold chain. Then you say, okay, yes, why not? I'll marry you. Yeah. But if you meet someone who you love, I tell you, you don't look out for anything you can get. That's the real love, you know. That's the real something that's really for you. The benefits around, it's not something you look at. That's your life's work. That's your life's work. That's your life's work.
When we went to BVI, you know, this man is a diplomat. Then we found a nice apartment. When he came, he told me he has moved from there. We went to a place. When we saw it, we said, okay, we'll call you later. When we left, I said, Charlie, hey,
he told me that after a while, he's gone to that place. That's where he's staying. I said,
I couldn't believe the one he was telling me yesterday.
You should go and see his house in Germany where he was living. Go and see the house. Go and see the vehicle, the garage. You press a remote and the garage door opens. Now you live in a place where you share the toilet and bathroom with somebody.
I mean, you can say, what Bishop has destroyed my life.
There's nothing about money. I told him when he came, I said, I have moved Ghana. We've been here for almost 11 years. I have moved, changed about 7 houses. And this one, if they come with any story, I move again.
So I'm a traveler. My bags are already packed. If you come and tell me you're raising me rent, I gone. Because when you change it, you easily get something that's lower.
I can't stay there. You come and tell me, Pastor, so 2% increase. 2%? Hey. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to Kitty. I'm going to Camerville. I'm going somewhere. Charleston. Albuys. I'm going. I don't want to pay anything extra. Yeah, yeah. 7 times I have moved. Approximately.
Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Isn't it? Johnny Walker. Keep walking.
We are not concerned. What, you want to use a little house to try and push us? No. We can be anywhere. Anywhere. Very soon, all the children, they'll become big, they'll go. There's old lady and old man alone. Even one room will be enough. Yeah. Yeah, Brian, it's coming, oh? The 2 children, they go. Niger went, Nkosi, Charlene. Now, it's Ayodele alone who's enjoying. Even mommy had to come and make up. Ayodele is going to go. That's you and sweetie Charlene. Old people, you have to...
Charlene, where are you there? Yeah. You're fighting for big house and all them fancy things. No.
When you are happy, it's happiness is not by what you get.
Watch it, though. Young ladies, watch it. Young men, watch it. Watch it. If you are into benefits and things that you will get,
it's your life. It's not your life's work. Yeah. When you go, when you have your life's work, you don't even watch. There's no time. In fact, you even, it's 2:00. Hey, I didn't know. All right, let me hurry up and go. If it's not your life's work, 11:00. How the Sunday up, like 11:00, man. I won't get out of here.
Phil.
Yeah, my time is up. I beg you, stand.
Let's go. God bless you. It's good to see you. I'll see you again tonight. For communion service. It's been a long time. Sister Mala, I hope you're coming for the communion service tonight. It's going to be powerful. 6:30 p.m. We're going to drink the blood. We're going to drink the blood. We are cannibals, isn't it? We're going to drink blood. We're going to eat flesh tonight. Jesus' blood and Jesus' body tonight. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight, for this morning. I want to thank you for speaking to us. Our life's work. You've given us signs about our life's work. I pray that we will find it and find it soon. That we may enjoy the life you've given to us here on earth. Thank you, everyone who came out this morning. I pray that, Lord, they are not leaving without a blessing. Thank you. In Jesus' name. You're here this morning. Before I close, you want to give your heart to Jesus. Pastor, please, I am not saved. I'm not born again. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please, pray with me. I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Pastor, please, I don't want to go to hell. Right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. I want to be sure. Please pray with me. I want to be born again. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are, and I'll pray for you. I want to go to heaven when I die. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. You're here like that. You don't know whether you'll go to heaven or hell. Please don't leave without making sure you're saved. Your right hand up high. I'll pray with you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Just your right hand up high. Let me see it. So I pray with you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand and you are serious, I want to ask you to come to me. Come. I want to pray for you. Come, sir. Clap for him as he comes. Come.
Bring me to my knees.
Clap for him as he comes.
Lord, I lay me down.
Clap for him. Oh, clap. Oh, welcome him. Come on.
Love myself. I belong to you.
Lead. God bless you, sir. All right, you want to join them? You want to join him? Come quickly. You want to give your heart to Jesus? Come quickly before we pray.
Where your love for us.
Oh, come for my lady as she comes. God bless you. Oh, come for her. God bless you. God bless you. You want to join? It's not too late. It's not too late. It's better late than never. Come right now. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Come and let's pray. Wow. I just want you to close your eyes with me. The Bible says it is with your heart you believe and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Make it your own prayer. Your life will never be the same again. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Church, join in as we pray together. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From today, I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.